Welcome to Creating Flow, the podcast where I, Joni Francisco, hope to empower women, helpers, and healers to unblock their energy and unlock their power. We are tackling that tough reality that many in the health professions often sacrifice their well-being in the pursuit of helping others. Not only do I believe this is just plain wrong, it ends up draining their vitality and diminishing their ability to serve. I've experienced this struggle firsthand, and I have emerged with the insights and strategies to break this cycle. That's why each week we explore practical methods not only to replenish your energy, but also to cultivate abundance in your life. You'll gain actionable steps to fill your cup first, ensuring that you can overflow with energy and serve others without burning out. On today's episode, I have guest Jen Dice. Jen is a marketing coach who leverages human design through content strategy. She works with women in business who are up-leveling their messages and content to better attract and connect with their ideal clients. Her journey from physical therapist to Pinterest marketing agency owner to marketing coach using human design has brought with it a wealth of experience in marketing strategy and alignment. After running her Pinterest marketing company for 2 years, working with business owners on their marketing strategy and in working with her own human design, she saw a gap. Too many entrepreneurs are using content strategies based on what they think they should do and not what actually works for them. Today, she helps her clients show up authentically through their content and create messaging that's magnetic for consistent client attraction using human design. Join us today as we look into how using human design in your life, health, and business can not only help you have more ease and flow, but also prevent burnout. We look at the types of human design, and Jen provides you with some hot tips to get started right away in bringing your marketing and content creation into alignment and help you be more magnetic with your audience. But first, if you like what you hear today, then I would highly suggest you joining the Abundance and Flow community over on School. Not only are there free, awesome AF trainings in there, we are building a community of other helpers ready to have more abundance and flow in their lives. Let's journey together towards freedom in life, health, and business. The link to join is in the show notes, and I hope to see you there. I'm so excited to have you on today, Jen, and we're going to be jamming on human design. So super cool, super intriguing. I remember when I first was introduced to human design, I really felt seen, right? Like I was like, whoa, this really feels like my life. And we got together a couple weeks ago and had a cool chat and decided we'd do a show together. So I'd love that. You're bringing this information in for my listeners. And maybe that being said, some of them may have never heard of human design yet. So I'll let you just jump in with explanation of human design.
Yeah. Thank you, Joni, so much for having me today. So if you are completely new to human design, I like to just have you start with a frame of reference of thinking about some of the other personality tests that you might have taken. The Enneagram, the Myers-Briggs, the DISC assessment, those are all personality tests that are designed to help you just connect at a deeper level with who you are and what your strengths are in relation to the work that you're doing and how you interact with others. And human design is very similar in that it truly helps you uncover your unique strengths, talents, and gifts. But instead of being based off of how you answer a series of questions, it's based off of your birth information. So your human design type never changes. There's unique strengths that you innately have and were born with. And when you really dive into your chart, your type, some of the deeper levels of your chart, it helps you determine how you're most aligned to approach different things in your business, whether that is your marketing, the types of clients you're working with, how you're delivering to your clients, and also, you know, even how you're working with your team members as well.
Yeah, I love that. I love how, you know, when we get more information about ourselves, then we're able to kind of move in directions that feel more in alignment. So you're mentioning how it can help you in your business and marketing. And how does that seem to add ease in for people?
Well, specifically with the clients that I work with. So I come from a background of I ran a Pinterest marketing agency online for 2 years. And with that, I was deep in the trenches of digital marketing, online marketing funnels, customer journeys, things like that, but in content creation. And what I found, and also my own personal experience when it comes to marketing your business, creating content, showing up consistently. A lot of times we fall into this, you know, we start looking for experts. We start, you know, diving into programs and systems that are going to help teach us steps of how to have success marketing our business, creating content and showing up. But what happens is sometimes those systems are, they are successful systems and they are proven systems, but they are proven to be successful for someone else. So what happens is many of us, we try to fit in the box of those systems and we try to follow the steps and we try to force ourselves to take the actions. But in some cases, when some of those actions aren't aligned, we end up getting burned out. We don't maybe see the same amount of success. And then at the end of the day, we end up blaming ourselves because the system does work. It's proven to work. So there can't be anything else wrong with the picture except for us. Well, and that is where I feel like human design really helps you just determine what parts, which where your unique strengths are at so that you can approach pieces of your marketing, the way that you show up on social media, the content that you're creating, the words that you're using in a way that is aligned to you and works with your energy and your unique strengths. So that, you know, you don't end up with this on again, off again marketing, which is the struggle a lot of my clients have where they're trying to force themselves to do, you know, take the actions that aren't necessarily in alignment with them. Whereas when we take a step back and look at their design, look at their chart, we can kind of get a little bit more granular on where and how we can refine what's working and what's not working so that they can have that permission slip to do things just a little bit differently. And it's really empowering for them, for all of us, because, you know, we're not all designed to do things the exact same way. We're designed to do things in a way that works for us that really showcases our unique strengths.
Yeah. And again, I'm not a human design expert like you. However, I do know there's different, you know, like I'm a generator and there's projectors and there's manifesting generators. And is there certain things, certain struggles you see that pop up in each kind of those, you call them category? I don't know what you call them, but
types.
Yeah. So there's certain like themes within those groups of things that show up as a struggle for them. And if there is, can you kind of allude to that or?
Yeah, absolutely. So most of the world, like there's five different human design types. You are either a generator, a manifesting generator, a projector, a reflector, or a manifester. About 66 to 70% of the population is either a generator or a manifesting generator. And one of the key aspects of those two energy types is in your chart, you have a specific center that's defined that gives you more energy to see things through to completion. Some of the other energy types don't necessarily have access to that consistent energy. So what happens is when, especially in the online space, when most of the coaches or the programs or the things that are being recommended come from maybe a generator or a manifesting generator, that system might not work as well for somebody who is a projector or for somebody who is a reflector or a manifester. And even to some degrees, other generators, other manifesting generators. So what happens is some of these other energy types are really trying to feel like they have to keep up with what everyone else is doing and they're burning themselves out in the process. So, you know, for example, I work with clients that are projectors and they're designed to really pour their energy into their zone of genius and literally take a step back and either delegate, automate, or systematize the things that just drain them or burn them out. So when you have if you're a projector and you're trying to keep up with, you know, another energy type, like maybe a generator or a manifesting generator, that's where some of the wheels can fall off or where some of that burnout can happen because you as a projector are trying to keep up with other energy types and try to actually duplicate the actions that they're taking that they have the energy to sustain maybe a little bit longer than you as a projector don't. And that's where, you know, you can have that on again, off again marketing and content creation where, you know, you're showing up and following the system for a certain period of time and then you fall off just because you're drained and you're burned out because you're just trying to keep up with everyone else.
Yeah, that's good. I love that piece of maybe a new awareness for burnout for people too, right? As you know, and you've worked with other people and also a cool thing about Jen and I, we're both have doctors of physical therapy. So it's kind of a cool background that we have in common and we're both doing something a little bit different. And so burnout is a big thing in our career profession degree and maybe why part of the reason that we've moved on, but also we just are aware that it's happening in helpers and healers, right? And there's many reasons. And so this may be just, you know, one more of those reasons that people can put in their toolbox and take a minute to like, wow, what is my human design? And how can I use it to my advantage versus being stuck in something that's not in alignment, causing that burnout. So I love that you brought that piece up for people. I think maybe it'd be helpful too, just, you know, like the two sentence description maybe of the five areas.
Yeah. So just a quick overview of each of the five types. So, you know, if you pull your chart in, it says you are, for example, a generator. So generators are meant to, are a little bit more linear in how they approach things. We tend to be able to, you know, start and see things through to completion with specific projects. So when it comes to working in our business, we love to be in that doer part. We love to be in that, you know, working on the project, getting in the trenches and doing the actions and the activities. And then from a generator perspective, when you are pouring your energy into the things that light you up and excite you, that is what generates more of that life force energy, and you become magnetic to other people around you. And that's how just opportunities tend to find you. So as a generator, the biggest thing is to make sure you're saying yes to the right things and saying no to the wrong things, so that your energy is reserved for the things that truly light you up. If you're a manifesting generator, you also have, it's more of a hybrid of two energy types, of part of the generator and part of the manifester. So manifesting generators, you guys, this energy type tends to be very innovative, you know, very like sees a lot of different opportunities and ideas, and can really jumpstart those ideas and pour their energy also into working on the things that light them up and excite them, but also be those movement starters for some of those new ideas. So manifesting generators, again, if you're working and pouring your energy into the things that light you up and excite you, you are also generating that life force energy for the world around you, bringing and calling in more of those opportunities into your life, but also be on the side of informing level, like leaning into that manifestor energy, where you are also, you're designed to pour your energy into the things that light you up for as long as they light you up. So not so linear like the pure generator, whereas if you're getting different ideas and you're getting different excitements, it's giving yourself permission to move from thing to thing to thing to thing. So you might be not pick up an idea and see it through from start to finish. And that's where you can give yourself permission when it comes to some of the activities you're doing in your business. If you are a projector, so projectors make up about 20% of the population. Projectors are really here to be the guides for the rest of us. And you as a projector can get things done in half the time as what it takes the rest of us, because you have this gift of being able to see that bigger picture and see kind of at a deeper level other people, other situations, see where the gaps are. And you're able to see how to make and create processes that are more efficient. You just approach things in a different way, and you're able to kind of get things done in a much more efficient way. But as a projector, it's making sure that you are conserving your energy for the things that are exciting to you, but also are in your zone of genius. So things that you love to work on, things that you are able to get through and work on in an efficient way. And then looking at other things that maybe drain you, maybe kind of zap your energy a little bit, and outsourcing those things. And again, being okay with, I'm not designed to work 8 hours every single day. I'm able to get an 8 hours worth a day of stuff done in 4 hours, and kind of giving yourself permission that that is enough, that you can kind of take that step back and rest, or pour your energy into other things that are exciting to you outside of your business or your work. Manifestors, you make up about 9 to 10% of the population, and you're really here just to be those initiators, those movement starters, getting those ideas and bringing them and kind of informing the rest of us, those different sparks or hits of inspiration. You're designed to pour your energy and work on those ideas only for the extent that it excites you and you have the energy to do them. Manifestors aren't designed to be the doers. They're designed to inform the rest of us so that the doers and the people that are excited to support them step forward. And then once they kind of move on to something else, they're able to have the support that they can delegate that project or that idea off to other other people that are kind of in their corner. So that's a little bit about manifestors. And then reflectors. Reflectors are about 1% of the population. They don't have any energy centers defined. But your gift is that you are able to see and feel into all of the people around you, your environment, and really be this mirror or this reflection back to the people that are in your world. So again, you, from a content perspective, marketing perspective, being able to see at a deeper level what your people need to hear, what they're struggling with, and kind of number one, reflecting that back to them, but also being able to show them what their next steps are. So reflectors is really, it's really important for you to make sure that you surround yourself with the right people, the right energy is surrounding you, and then making sure that you have the right environment around you, because you are much more impacted by other people that are in your world and the environment that you're in.
Yeah, I'd say I probably know the least about reflectors, but that would make sense since that's the smallest part of the population. Do you see across when you're working with people, is there a trend in those that are, you know, owning their own business and entrepreneurs as far as which type they are? Or is that not necessarily the case? They just change from like being a consultant or like the idea person in a business to actually doing the work? Or how do you see that?
Yeah, I don't know if this is just me and who I tend to attract, but I tend to work with more manifesting generator clients. I also have more manifesting generator clients and projector clients. But what I do see is, you know, if a client is struggling with something in their business, a lot of times it's because they're not really stepping into the alignment of their energy type. So, you know, I've worked with a couple of manifestors that really are owning that powerful energy of being that informer and being that catalyst for the rest of us, but they put themselves into a doer role, which is zapping them and draining them. And I have some manifesting generator clients that they have some of that stronger manifestor energy in their chart. And they're also kind of in that same space where they've just kind of boxed themselves into being a doer because that's what they believe they're supposed to be doing. Same thing with, you know, other projectors. You know, it's again where they're trying to keep up with what they think they should be doing to market themselves. Or they put themselves in maybe a service provider role because that was an easier way to get clients and they haven't stepped into that coaching or guide role that they kind of have a little bit of a, you know, a strength towards with their projector energy. So things like that, it's really looking and seeing, you know, if there's, you know, if you're in your business and you're struggling with these feelings of frustration or resentment or burnout, it's really looking at your energy type and where some of that energy could be going to and how you can start to make some subtle shifts, changes, whether it's small changes in how you're delivering to your clients. Maybe you're not designed to be strictly a one-on-one coach. Maybe you're designed to offer more of the group offers, or maybe you're not designed to be the service provider and the doer, and you're actually designed to be the coach and the guide. So it's looking at some of those different things. And then, you know, also looking at from a marketing perspective, how you're showing up in your marketing. You know, if you're a manifester or a manifesting generator and you have ideas that come in and you love to create, but the creation schedule that you naturally have, it is kind of random and all over the place, but you really get the best ideas. Well, if you try to batch your content in a, you know, at the same exact time every single week or force yourself to go live, you're going to have some resentment or maybe some feel like you're being trapped or maybe just feel a little bit of annoyance with having to show up. So it's really leaning into what the strengths are with your energy type, where the, you know, some of the burnout or some of the overwhelm is happening and making some subtle shifts and just start making those changes to, you know, help you work with your energy and not against it.
Yeah, that's awesome. And even people that have heard of human design have probably heard of their types. And, you know, there are many free resources to find out your type, but, you know, it doesn't necessarily tell you the rest of the information, the rest of the story, right? Because I know, I like, my limited understanding really is, you know, there's gates that are open and closed, and there are gene keys, right, associated with your human design. And so while in this episode, this is, you know, we're just scratching the surface because that's what the time we have, right? So just knowing for people that are like, oh, I sound like all of those things, because at some points in different parts of our chart, we could feel those same kinds of things about this, you know, like that you are all the types at some point. And so I just want people to be aware that like this is the surface. The typing is just the first look, and that there's many other pieces to understanding who you are really, and by that nature of design of when you were born. And however, saying that, and again, this is, you know, up to you how you take this next step on this with me, is I love to give people some, you know, some action, some things they can do. And is it possible to just, you know, like give a quick tip for each of those in their marketing or in their business building or something like that? Like, can we just go through them and, you know, like, what's the most important thing for, I mean, like what it looks like really, right? You've explained it, but like when I think of a manifestor, I like, I'm always like, it's like the person in the hammock just like dreaming, right? Like that's their energy, right? Or the couch, like they could be the person in your office that's on the couch throwing out the ideas and other people can run with them, right? Like that's kind of how I see the manifestor. But
yeah, yeah. And so each of us, I would say, as you get started, you know, if you pull your human design chart and you learn what your type is, I always like to say, yes, do a little bit of research on it, but take it with a grain of salt, because myself as a generator and you, Joni, as a generator, we're two completely different generators, because being a generator means something completely different to me, or, you know, the energy in my chart looks maybe quite a bit different than what it looks like in your chart. So it's really understanding and learning what it means to you. So when I go through some of these action steps, it's just like you said, it's just a starting point when it comes to marketing.
Yeah, let's do that. But real quick first, like we did have this conversation before, so we can bring it up. So I kind of know. But yeah, so like I'm a 6'2", right? And so role model and hermit, which is hilarious to me because I feel like they are so like conflicting in nature, right? A little bit. But and then yours was, I can't remember for sure, was it a 5?
Yeah, I'm a 2'5". Yeah. We both have the hermit in our profile, and then we both have these leadership lines as well.
Awesome. So just an example, that's like one more layer of this, that we're both generators, but we're different in the way that we show up in that. Awesome. Yeah. So you want to roll with some specifics for people?
Yeah. So like if you grab your chart and we'll just go through each of the types and just, you know, an action step of how you can approach, we'll just say how you can approach your content creation or for your marketing. So let's say you pull your chart and you are a generator. Okay, so generators, when you're looking at your content creation and your marketing, one of the biggest tips I have is to make your marketing as simple as possible is to look at what your business is about, what's your marketing, what's your offer, and what is most exciting to you about you, what you're working on, the work you do, how you serve your clients, how you are able to make an impact on their lives, how you deliver your, like when it comes to like the offer and when you're especially promoting and marketing, what is most exciting to you about your offer, about your business? And that is as simple of an action step as possible, because we all think we have to have, you know, I got to say the right thing and I have to have like the perfect hook that's going to catch the right attention. Whereas if you're a generator and you just like brainstorm some things that really excite you, and if you are comfortable with video and can show up in that excited energy on video, that's going to magnetize and draw your audience to you more so than really trying to perfect the right words in a post with a graphic. So excitement, that's keeping it as simple as possible for generators. If you're a manifesting generator, similar, but leveraging both sides of your design type. So again, leaning into the generator side of your human design as a manifesting generator is looking at what excites you and what really lights your soul on fire about the work you do, the offers you have, the clients you work with. And if you're, again, comfortable on video, showing up in that excited energy. But again, manifesting generator, it's also allowing yourself the permission to be flexible with how you're creating the content. So pre-recording and capturing that lightning, I say like capturing the lightning in a bottle when you're excited at 7 a.m., but you don't have like a live schedule. You don't have to live by like a live schedule. So capturing that excitement, and then you can use that for your content down the line, but also leaning into the manifestor energy that you have and informing your audience, teasing your audience that something exciting is coming. If you're going to launch something or talk about or promote something, tease them a little bit, get them a little bit, like show them what's happening behind the scenes, inform them what you're working on, and just keep them in the loop, because that's what's going to help them take those steps towards you and pay more attention to you, especially if you're gearing up for like a launch or something along. If you're a projector, again, you're meant to be a guide. So projectors approaching your content, look at ways that you can showcase your expertise. Talk about your specific frameworks, formulas, systems, processes that really helps to really highlight to your audience what it's like to work with you. And so really showcasing the expertise, before and afters, client stories are really powerful if you're a projector. So it's really stepping into that guide role when you're looking at your content and you're talking about like your offer, you can talk about just the your unique approach to how you get your clients from point A to point B. If you are a manifester, so again, you're that informer, you're the catalyst for new ideas. So really it's in, you're informing your audience, but again, it's having, allowing yourself that flexibility to create and tap into your creativity when you are feeling lit up and creative, capturing that on video, capturing the words, capturing the voice, and then you can publish that at a later time. But it's really about capturing that energy as that energy ebbs and flows. And from a content perspective, you also have to delegate and have somebody else be the doer for the publishing and the making sure that that content gets put out consistently, because you might start to get burned out if you're trying to do all of the things as a manifester. And then reflectors, it's like you can see so much into your audience and what they are, what their struggles are, what their pain points are, and you can really connect with them and relate, because you feel their problems, you feel their pain. So you can really connect with them, and not only connect with them at the pain point, but also connect with them at a deeper level at that result that you create for them. So really as a reflector, it's painting a picture. If you can do like points in time, you can leverage like coffee chats that you have, interviews that you do, and speaking one-on-one with other people in your network, other potential clients, things like that, that all can help with the content that you're creating, because you're able to kind of really pull in their experiences a little bit, maybe not tell who they are or anything like that, but really pull some of that in to help paint the picture in your content. And then again, as a reflector, it's working with the ebbs and flows in your energy, because reflectors, you're not going to have a linear path, a linear pattern where you have consistent energy. Your energy is going to ebb and flow throughout the lunar cycle. So it's really allowing yourself to create and batch content when you're feeling that high with your energy and you're feeling the energy and you're feeling the creativity, but then also allowing yourself to rest when your energy is lower or down a little bit. So those are just a couple of tips to get started with marketing and content for each of the types.
That's awesome. Yeah. Thank you for that breakdown. That's awesome. I had this thought when you were talking too, and I don't know how important it is, and hopefully you can answer, but I was thinking about, you know, when we do our ideal client avatars or ideal client work, as business owners, we're always looking at that, right? Or it's been kind of the theme lately. And going from the demographics, you know, to those psychographics, and that's more like what the human design is and the way that our people think. And so is there any way of consideration of thinking through who your clients that you want to work for, how they would better receive information? Or is it not even important because it's just the energy that comes from what your passion is?
Yeah. So it does start with you, and it does start with what you're passionate about. But this is something I love to get into with my clients. So like when we pull in and we dive into the deeper layers of the chart, looking at specific gates in your chart, I am pulling them out. So I'll do like I call them copy codes, but they're based on different gates in your chart, different pieces of your chart that help with your messaging. And so when you look at certain pieces of your chart and your chart tells you, well, this part of your chart really showcases one of your key core strengths are. And because you have this strength, you also have this experience of overcoming the challenges with what this gate represents or what this part of your chart represents. So you have that experience of being able to get out of the struggle and out of the problem and solve the problem and get to that result, get to that gift energy that higher frequency that allows you to live in more of your, you know, feeling of alignment, that feeling of, you know, satisfaction and peace and, you know, success with what you're working on. So with, you know, when you're looking at client avatars, it's yes, I still love the strategy of looking and figuring out like who this person could be, who I want to work with. But when you look at your chart and your human design and your specifically some of your gene keys as well, it helps you to understand if this is something that I tend to be really good at solving, my audience is naturally going to be drawn to me because the energy they pick up from me is because of this gift that I have. And so when I look at my chart, I can say, okay, so if this is the, you know, if this gate is a part of why my people are drawn to me, I can look at the struggle of that gate or the shadow of that gate, and it will tell me this is where my people are sitting. And I can pull specific copy, words, language, lingo. If I just play with pulling some copy from based off of that piece of my chart, I can see what happens from a, like a content perspective, like who's starting to step forward? Am I getting engagement? Are people like joint, like commenting? Are people sending me messages? Are people engaging? Are people signing up for the things that I'm putting out on social media? So that's one way that you can connect with your ideal clients based on your energy.
That's awesome. So fascinating to me. And the do-it-yourself tips, you know, those gave people a place to start for sure. And you have brought a gift for people today to use to get started.
Yeah. So if you're wanting to learn more about human design, how to get started, where can I get my chart? I have a free resource. It's called the Human Design Start Guide. So my HD Start Guide. And what it will do is it will walk you through where you can get your chart, one of my favorite free resources online to get started with. But not only that, what part of that chart to focus on initially. And then it comes with a few bonus trainings where it will help you just understand how you can start applying some of that, those pieces of your chart into your business.
Awesome. And then as always, you know, there's that time where the frustration is higher than the time we have to explore, right? And then that's where I think it's really awesome to bring a coach in, right? And not only in a lot of times we bring a coach in for reflecting or mirroring or to, you know, see into our own stuff that we can't see anymore. But I love this idea of having a coach looking at you from the human design process, especially inside of your business as you're trying to market because of just the immediate understanding that someone like you would have of the gates and the gene keys and how that actually affects your type. And I would imagine that's a lot how you work with clients.
Yeah, it's kind of taking it a step deeper than, you know, the business strategy. Like, there's strategy, but then there's also some of that inner work. And human design is just another layer, a tool that can help really uncover things at a deeper level on what's happening inside, what's maybe, you know, it brings forward some other mindset things that might be coming up as to why pieces of the strategy for your business or your marketing just aren't working or you're not seeing the results that you had hoped to be seeing.
I think one of our internets. So could you just say one of the pieces that your strategy isn't working again? And then I'll clap. And then if you just say that.
So yeah, so human design, it helps you dive a little bit deeper than the strategy alone. Because strategy in business, I love strategy. I love marketing strategy. I love it. But it only gets you so far. And if you're hitting a wall of resistance and you're just not seeing the results that you had hoped you were seeing, when you look at the different pieces of your human design, it's an amazing tool just to help uncover what's going on maybe inside, or it kind of shines a light as to why you're hitting the wall, and it might show you where the door is to go around to get to go through to the other side. Instead of trying to go through the wall, you can go through the door. So
yeah. And how does having a coach help with that specifically? Like how you're coaching clients?
Yeah, specifically a coach. Yeah. So a coach can help you kind of be the person ahead of you, the person that's going to help see exactly what is in your chart and how to take those next steps. But whether it's human design or just having another mentor or another guide, you know, in your life, that person has been where you are and they're able to really see the bigger picture, see the things that you can't see, and are able to help you you know, instead of bumping into all of the trees through the forest, they are actually able to put you on the path to get out or to the other side.
Oh, I love that analogy. Also, something that hit for me when you were talking, like, I just want to, you know, like, you're being a generator and you've done, played in both spaces, right? Like when we had our conversation before, you've done a lot of the content creation for people and you've done more one-on-one kind of coaching. And I love that you could bring those together, right? And so that's really a service to people because you've had a business, you've done the content and the coaching. And I think you do both, a bit of both still for people. Yeah. So we'll have your call to action, the link in the show notes for sure. And do you have another way you'd like people to, you know, see the work that you're doing?
Yeah. If you want to connect with me, I am on Instagram. That's pretty much where I hang out. I am at jen.dyce, jen.dyce. And so it's me. That's where I kind of hang out in my stories or publishing content. But that's a great way to connect with me if you have other questions after listening to this too.
Awesome. Anything else you want to add today before we wrap up?
I don't think so. This was so fun to chat and dive into this a little bit more. So yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming on. And like, I could dive into this for hours, but this is the time we have for today. And so for the listeners, you know, follow her link so that you can get started with human design if you haven't done that before. And even if you have, sounds like she has some great videos on there for us to check out, which I'm certainly going to do here in the near future. And hoping that this information, you know, it's, we struggle a lot as helpers and healers with that burnout. And really, this is one of those other pieces that we can have as a tool in our toolbox to help us find that flow and ease and grace within our business, our marketing. And as you'll hear me talk in many of my episodes, where we are in one place, we're in many. So, you know, finding this out for our personal life will be very beneficial as much as our professional. And as always, thank you so much, Jen. And thank you, listeners, for listening again this week. And we will see you next week. So amazing. You've reached the end of another episode of Creating Flow. And I want you to know I appreciate your presence. And to remind you, knowledge is powerful, but taking action is transformative. I invite you to take the next step to activate your full potential today by scheduling a complimentary 15-minute session with me. A no-obligation chat to identify the messages your body is sending you and how I can not only help you understand these messages, but teach you how to heal your body in order to have an abundance of health and energy in your life and business. Visit the link in the show notes to book a call, and I'll see you next week.